Chief Science Advisor John Beddington. He's started in this role this year. He's been fairly quiet. He's not in the same league as David King in terms of getting himself media coverage, but this doesn't look good, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, Professor Beddington has been in the position a year now, and when he came in, he was always clear that he wasn't going to have intending to have as high a media profile as Sir David King had, who was obviously very prominent. Now, what one of the House of Commons committees has said in a report, after looking at his performance over a year, among other things to do with departments there, what they're basically saying is, look, the chief scientific advisor, his job, and it usually is a he, is to ensure that government policy is based on sound scientific evidence and to challenge government whenever that's not the case. And they're just saying on that he's been found really wanting. He's essentially kept his head down and he hasn't been challenging the Department of Health primarily. And if you can't challenge the Department of Health over science, you know, where do you start?
Well, these MPs are on the University's Innovation, Science and Skills Committee, the longest name possibly ever. And they are a cross-party group, so they're not special interest or anything. I mean, they're an interesting bunch, and they're very pro-science. So the fact that they're arguing for the chief scientist to challenge the government is probably not that strange. But what I find most interesting is that their criticism of him seems to be he almost finds reasons for the government to have the policy they have rather than making sure that what the government's policies are accurate. I mean, is there any role, specific role for the chief scientist? What's he meant to do? Is he meant to do what David King did, or is he meant to be a sort of civil servant, basically?
No, he's not meant to be that. I mean, this is exactly what the chair of the committee, Phil Willis, said to me. He said there's a danger of him becoming part of the civil service, and it's not what he's supposed to be. He is supposed to be there as someone who challenges them on the scientific evidence to say,
which David King was amazingly good at, and even challenging Tony Blair on climate change several times. So
absolutely, and David King put climate change on the completely on the map for this country.
You mentioned we mentioned in the story, it was something about drugs classification,
yep,
and alternative medicine. Both these things have been in the news. Drugs classification because cannabis was reclassified from C to B in the face of all the scientific evidence. And also, alternative medicine is now a register for people who want to be complementary and alternative health practitioners, which again is kind of going very anti-science. The MHRA and proper doctors have to register and do jump through so many hoops before they can treat people, whereas I can call myself an alternative medicine specialist, pay 50 quid, and I can treat you for anything.
Well, let's start with the homeopathy idea. And there are, I think, in existence now only four, these be five, four NHS hospitals who are funded to provide homeopathy. When Professor Beddington gave evidence to the committee, he said his justification and his understanding of this situation was that there were wider factors other than science may be relevant when you're making that decision. And I think that's fair enough, actually. But when ministers make their decisions, of course they don't just take the advice from science. So I think it's a little harsh on him, actually, to be saying that. I think it's a fairly reasonable thing to say, but they have come down on him as sort of a ton of bricks. But I think it's in comparison to what David King said. David King said, I'm paraphrasing, but that the idea that the British government, the Department of Health, was funding NHS hospitals for alternative medicine was just mind-bogglingly, he couldn't get his head around it at all. And he pointed out that it also risked patients thinking they were treating themselves for something serious when they weren't getting any treatment. And he was very direct with government about how flawed that was. When you come to the reclassification of cannabis, and Jackie Smith obviously from this week will have cannabis as Class B instead of Class C, he was nowhere to be seen. Whereas we had a letter come into The Guardian which included strong criticism of this move from both former chief scientific advisors. Okay, they're out of the job now, they can say what they want, but they did say this sort of thing when they were in the job as well. And that's what people think Beddington's job is.